podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Woo! The sensation, Jason Gabon!
Harmony! Denmark har fået en ny verdensmester, Mikkel Kessler. He's the fucking champion of the world! Mikkel, man!
Madonna Stevenson, piece of shit.
No, I think Rosado, good boy. Rosado is a good boy.
I've become a massive international superstar. It's as simple as that.
I eat your asshole alive, you bitch. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
I'm going to physically shoot David Haye. He fucking glassed me.
Hey,
he glassed me.
Derek, cool down.
I'm Shannon Briggs. I'm hard to kill. I'm the black team of the ball. I'm hard to fucking kill.
Well, I believe Christopher can take a punch. I'm very good at math and looking at a fighter and seeing what his abilities are. I can't see that Golovkin has anything like Christopher's speed, his power, his punching ability, his health speed, his foot movement. I don't see that from a calculating point of view. I don't see that he has anything like that. So then it's going to come down to heart.
You know, I spoke to Joe Gallagher. They don't want to fight Carl Frampton. And the bottom line is, you know, no disrespect to Prosperenka, these guys aren't good enough to face Carl Frampton.
I'm the best heavyweight champion in the world. I'm half WWE PC with me. I'm undefeated champion. Undisputed champion. I want who next?
He's got my dinoribonucleic acid.
Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Who next?
I love boxing sounds. It's as simple as that.
Good evening, everybody. Steve Wellings here, back in the hot seat. You are all very welcome to this pre-fight podcast special. Canelo Alvarez is fighting Caleb Plant later on in the evening. As you already know, we've got a few boys on the panel here to discuss it, to put in our previews, predictions, our projections about how we think the fight will go down. We'll obviously be reviewing it tomorrow night on the Nutez podcast. We're up to episode 448, I believe. Let's see who is with us, not only in the chat, which we'll be going to very shortly, but also on the panel. Check in, make sure everybody's sounding good. We'll go for about half an hour, 45 minutes. I might put the StreamYard link in the chat if you want to join us. You're very welcome. Just make sure you have something interesting to say. You can string a coherent sentence together. No such problems for Matty DiGiannardo. He's on the call with us. How are you this Saturday evening, Matthew?
I'm just excited for some boxing, Steve, and it looks like there's going to be one good fight tonight.
Well, yeah, it might be on BT Sport. Who knows? That's wrapping up. Nathan Heaney's about to come out live, and Boxer is going on at the moment. I think Channel 5 might have a card as well. Andy's with us. Shout out to Tim Boxeo, Andy, friend of the pod, always listens in. He just put a nice little tweet out for us, advertising this podcast itself. Good guy is Tim. How are you?
Good man. He's a good man, Tim. How are you, mate? Good to have you back. 2 weeks off. I hope you're feeling fresh and ready to go.
Yeah, I've been snorting clenbuterol all week, Andy, ready for this.
You staying up for it, eh?
Oh, yeah, man.
Are you staying up? Seriously?
Nah, I'm not.
you're beyond washed. A bit like Matty, I was going to say, I agree with Matty because he's saying like, there's only one good fight tonight. And if it wasn't for that one, if it was for that one good fight, I'd probably stay up for it. But the undercard, Ray Vargas, you just know death taxes and fucking, you know, Ray Vargas, 12 rounds. And Darrell probably go 12 rounds, or I don't know if it's a 10 or 12 rounder than that, but I couldn't see myself just, you know, last the course for it, mate. The Fury Wilder situation really kind of washed me out. I didn't want to go through it again tonight, but I'll get up early in the morning and I'll see King Canelo being victorious.
Good stuff. Let's see who is in the chat then, because we've had a super chat flying in already from Beep Bop Boop. Thank you very much to you for that 179. He says, who you guys wanting to win and who do you think wins? Rapping Rob Kelly was on the call, but he seems to have disappeared at the moment. Matty, if you want to address that from Mr. Beep Bop Boop, he says, who are you guys wanting to win and who you think wins? We're obviously going to go through our predictions, manner of victory and stuff as this podcast progresses. But first of all, address that first part of the question. Who do you actually want to win, Matty?
I want Canelo to win because there's far more upside in boxing for Canelo to keep winning than for someone like Caleb Plant to upset him.
What about you, Andy? Caleb Plant, obviously, if he was to win, he becomes the undisputed champion, same for Canelo. I'll tell you what, I don't know if I mentioned this the other week or not, but if Canelo gets the win, he's on for Fighter of the Year, I'd say, undisputed. He got rid of Billy Joe Saunders as well. Nondescript win over Avni Yildirim, but unifying against Caleb Plant would be pretty hard to beat in these years when you have guys fighting once or twice a year. Canelo would be a lock-in for Fighter of the Year.
Yeah, possibly, mate. I'm just thinking, actually, who do I want to win? I'm not really fussed, to be honest. I just want a good fight. It's what you want. You want all the belts in the line, the politics. Hopefully we get kind of a fair shake in the cards if it goes that far and that. But yeah, look, who I want to win, I don't care. Who I think is going to win is going to be Alvarez for me, in my opinion.
For Alvarez across the board, I think Alvarez will get the job done as well. But it's not going to be as easy as people think. CJNG Hit Squad has thrown in £2 as well. He says, get me Mr. Pigeon on. I'm going to put the link in very shortly. Just before I do so, let's hook up with a few questions for the boys here. So, first of all to you then, Matty. If Canelo wins, unifies the super middleweight division, we mentioned about Billy Joe Saunders there, Callum Smith, Rocky Fielding, bit of a dodgy one, and beats Caleb Plant. What do you think about his run overall? I mentioned about Fight of the Year material. That's just this year. Obviously, whenever he first turned pro and that, we didn't know that much about him, but he's gone through the weight, super welterweight, middleweight. He's had his problems along the way with the clan and that. He's gone up to light heavyweight. He's traversed the weight classes like no other in recent years. What about his run at super middleweight? Plant will be the final sort of cherry on the cake, Matty. What do you think about the names and the kind of guys that he's beaten to take all the belts? Or does it not really matter? We've seen Crawford, obviously someone who I was always tapping on the shoulder about the people that he actually beat to become an undisputed champion. What about Canelo's run and the guys he's beaten to accomplish this, saying he does win tonight?
I think that his 168 resume is fair. I mean, he's beat who he can. If he was able to pull this off, you know, he's unified the division, so he's taken out the champion. So you can't really knock that. It's just I'm not going to say it's historically weak. It's just a generally weak division at this point in time. But you know, considering where he started. And the fact that he made so many fighters at middleweight like come down to a catchweight for so long, and now he's fighting up at 168, he's filled into the weight well, and he's a puncher at the weight. So if he gets some of the middleweights to move up, if he gets some of those middleweights to move up for a while, and and there's also a few at 168 who kind of peek in, like, you know, the Benavidez, and he has those fights. He's going to have a pretty decent resume. I mean, it's not going to be great. You know, we're not talking the wonder years of boxing and those resumes, but it's nothing to scoff at. It's going to be at least as good as Kelly Pavlik's at 160.
It's as good as Kelly Pavlik. Fight of the Century has jumped on the call with us here. I think that's Pigeon, CNG, Hit Squad tonight. He's thrown in a super chat. Paying for the privilege. How could I refuse you? How are you?
I don't want to hear about Fred Savage in the conversation about boxing. Wonder years. Giving that money. Come on then. Yeah. What have I got up for the fight? I've got around 9 TKO for Canelo. I've actually put £800. I've put £800 on it, so I've put a lot of money on this fight.
Oh, shit! That is a big one.
Well, there you go. I've also put round 3, 7, and 8 on, 60 or 70 quid. So, yeah, I've put a lot of money on this fight, and I never normally bet, but I just actually think this could be my moron moment. This could go bizarre, couldn't it? You don't know. Like,
in what respect?
In respect to the fact that, like, if you look at Plant's resume, you got Mike Lee, you got Uzkateki. Who else he fought? Hernandez. He fought that Medina guy. They're all complete garbage. And he actually had unanimous decisions against them. And he looked bad in all of them fights. Canelo's got an excellent resume. Sorry about this, Mark. My charger's gone. Canelo's excellent. He's got about 56 fights. He's what he is. But what you have to look at, and I hope I'm I hope I'm actually wrong because all my money's gone on Canelo, and I'm hoping to get 14 or 15 grand back from these fights. I do want Plant to win because I'm so disillusioned with boxing at the moment that I want something to change it. I want something to actually. I'm sorry, I talk a lot and got a bit of a loud mouth or anything. You can interrupt me at any time and I'll mute myself.
No, go on, carry on, you're right.
I just want things to change. I just want something to change in terms of boxing. I don't want to be watching the same old shit. I just want to see something weird happen because, you know, we've also seen weird things happen in boxing. We've had the parachute man in Bo versus Holyfield. We had the Haseem Rahman knockout of Lennox Lewis. That was bizarre. Then we had the Oliver McCall walk off, Frank Bruno flailing like that against Lennox Lewis. That was messed up. We've had so many things in boxing that have been strange. O'Hara Davis getting punched in the face by Josh Taylor and then running into the ropes. I just want to see something weird. I'll mute my camera. I just want to see something a bit strange. And I'm sick of the same old shaboo. You know what I mean?
So, well, I mean, what type of thing in this particular fight do you think that's going to happen? That's going to be strange. You're talking in regards of a decision or somebody jumping in the ring? Or, I mean, what are you looking for?
No, I don't think there's going to be anything strange in this fight. I actually think if it goes over three rounds, it'll be lucky. I think Canelo is supreme.
You know what's strange, by the way? You mentioned that word. You're putting 800 quid on Canelo to win by knockout and you want Plant to win.
Yeah, I just want
things. Someone's got a six-figure income.
I just want things to change. I just want something weird to happen. I want something. Well, that is boxing, isn't it?
That's so. I don't know about that early stoppage though. See if you don't mind. Like the way that I get gambled this one, I've got two bets going, and I might put another one going in. It's specific to whatever app you can get. And I found a good boost on FanDuel. I was able to get Canelo by KO round 7 through 12 at plus 210. So I like that bet a lot. And then I was looking at some hedges on that, and I was able to get the fight to go the distance at plus 192. So I'm covered on everything except for a Canelo early stoppage, a plant by stoppage, or a technical draw on that. There's a lot of coverage on that bet. And what
that's
I'm
a good
looking
bet.
And where because I think you're wrong about the early rounds. I think this will be a little bit like the Saunders fight, but I think Plant is going to do better than Saunders. And I think there's going to be a chance for live betting after four or five rounds to be able to pick up Canelo by stoppage at somewhere around a plus 400 to 500 or better. And I'll probably look to lay another 20 on it at that. Should that come up? Because I'm watching this. Look at how Usyk got to him late. You know, it was Plant is not an exceptional 12 round fighter, and his KO percentage in his last 12 fights, 25%.
It's really low. It's garbage. It's real garbage. I think Porky Medina's got a higher knockout percentage than Caleb Plant. Is that
Porky Russ has got a higher knockout percentage of him?
Well,
Porky's got more teeth. Porky's got more teeth than Plant's had knockouts.
Go on, Matty.
Sorry.
He's just not much of a puncher. Like, he stopped Faggin Boots, but I mean, that was more based as Faggin Boots was just so much smaller. I mean, that's a middleweight, really.
Faggin Boots
competing
is a
against
fucking door man, for Christ's
sake.
It's
I mean, there's nothing very impressive about Plant and his run here. And I think people have overrated Usyk since he beat all, wasn't it Jay Leon Love he beat?
It was, yeah. His name?
And Jay Leon Love's fucking trash. When has Usyk looked good against someone since then who was at the top of their game?
Is Matty? Is JDN Love? He's with the Matt. What is with Mayweather? Any with Mayweather? I think.
Jay Leon, yeah, he was part of that whole stable. Yeah. Him and
he is absolute garbage. I remember him because he's a, who did he fight last? I can't. I try not
beat him, didn't they?
I try not to. I should Google, but fucking JD on Love. All I know about him is shit. That is absolute garbage. To be fair, I think he fought. Who was the English guy he fought in the last fight? JD on. Let me text. Sorry about this. Dion Love. I bet you're all glad I'm online. Let's have a look. He's absolute. I'm sorry about this because I'm not the best person. But yeah, that was it. He fought. David Benavidez. Yes, sorry, Steve. He got knocked out by Benavidez, didn't he, in the last fight? So, yeah, there you go.
It's just, I think when you go the look at the opponent's resume, when you go through Plant's resume, the A to B to C just isn't there. I don't know. I think his wife is going to be really sad tonight. I really believe so. I don't know if she's going to be able to handle the ass kicking that Caleb receives.
Well, you never know. Andy, Matty was mentioning there about Plant. I mean, so if anyone's giving Plant a hope of upsetting the odds, I haven't seen anybody picking him in all the magazines and online and TV and everything. Everyone's going for Canelo. What are the odds of Plant really upsetting the apple cart tonight or whatever? What performances or names on his record, if you were playing devil's advocate, that we can point to build up a case? I mean, who's his best victory over? What on his record do you think, if you were trying to make a case for Plant, suggests that he could pull this off? Well, not just on his record, but from watching him in previous fights.
I don't know, mate. It's hard for me to pinpoint. Maybe Yusuke Tage, possibly. If I go back to that fight, I can remember him, he was catching Yusuke Tage with check hooks. Dropped him twice, I think. Even though Yusuke Tage had opportunities when he landed clean shots. But I put it actually, when you've seen, early doors anyway, Plant's, dropping the jab, good to the body, a couple of good combinations to the head. But you're seeing moments in that fight whereas he's maybe not drawing his hands back quick enough, or he's just getting caught with a counter when he throws his jab, for example. I mean, Yusuke Tage was catching him with left and right hands when he was throwing his own punches, for example. So you see him on the ropes from time to time. He tries to cover up, tries to parry, shoulder roll, especially when he's pressed against the ropes and that. You see moments, wee gaps when he's doing that. You're saying to yourself, if Canelo fucking catches him with a left hook, for example, or an uppercut, which Yusuke Tage did catch him a few uppercuts in that as well, especially in the latter half of that fight, you got to think, Canelo's far better at putting the punches together, far more powerful. Yusuke Tage's, combination punches wasn't fantastic. So I've got to say, just like through that, maybe it's his best win, but you could tell in that fight as well, his corner telling him, drop back a bit. Don't gas out, basically, just stick to the jab, stick and move, that type of thing, So they know himself that he hasn't got the tank, really. So tonight, I expect him to fight how he usually fights, back foot, use every single centimetre of that ring. I can see Canelo being frustrated a wee bit, especially early half of the fight. He is probably stalking him. Any punches he throws, it's going to be absolutely hardcore, ripping everything in there, body shots, jabs, uppercuts, right hands. So I expect Plant to be having small raids, one, two punches, probably try and draw a counter, maybe draw a check left hook or a left hook here and there. And I think he'll have slight success, but I don't think he's got the power and combination punch and the tank really to put a dent in Canelo to discourage him to a point. It's going to be jab, 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 right hand move. That's what he's got to do the whole night, and hopefully pulls it off over 12 rounds.
Can I ask a question? Do you think that he might actually approach this fight, Plant? the fight with Deontay Wilder, like obviously with the crunk training and that, do you think he might actually, I don't want to make out that he's Peter McNeely, but everybody seems to think that Plant's going to come on the back foot in this fight, and everyone's got the same opinion that he's just going to come out, he's going to do the same thing. That you've had Ellaby saying that, that Plant's going to come out and fight on the back foot, he's going to do this, this Mayweather style. Maybe he'll come out. I don't know. There's something that's strange.
That's who he is. That's how he fights.
I think something weird's going to happen in this fight. I'll mute myself now. I think something weird's going to happen. I think I'm going to lose all my money, to be honest.
I think there's a fair chance that what is going to happen, at least early, is I think that Plant is going to be throwing probably a higher volume of punches than he usually does. And he's going to be throwing a lot of 1-2s up and down. I'm kind of thinking of the way that Martinez fought Chavez Jr. early.
Facts.
But this is the thing about it. I was watching some fights this afternoon, and the problem that Plant really runs into, and why I say it's tremendously similar to the Saunders fight, is Plant has a problem with bending down to avoid punches. And there's actually a sparring video of him against Ahmed Albiali. I don't really know if you remember him. He got sparked by Pascal.
Yeah, watch that.
Roids or not, he got beat by an old Pascal, and he never was that impressive to me. And he was really working Caleb Plant in that sparring session, and he was catching him with a lot of short right hands when Plant was leaning down. So I'm thinking, my thought on is that Canelo is going to be throwing a fair amount of right hands to the body when he chooses to lead, and eventually he's going to start throwing it over the top and catching him. And he's either going to use it to catch him and stop him with that right hand, or he's going to get Plant to lean into an uppercut like he did with Saunders, which Plant is definitely susceptible to in the way that he tends to defend. 100%. Canelo isn't one of those guys who's going to throw right hands winging over the top of your head when you're leaning down. He will throw the uppercut. I don't know why more fighters don't throw it more often in that position. And I don't know. That right hand is going to be Plant's undoing, whether it's because he actually catches Canelo actually catches him with it, or because it forces him into a left uppercut.
The other thing I was going to say as well, we'll just add to it, what Matty was saying there, obviously Pigeon is what you were mentioning there about potentially Plant coming out being even more aggressive. Well, why has he got Andre Ward in his camp? Why did they bring him in? Andre Ward isn't an aggressive fighter. He is more boxer, puncher. He moves about the ring and that. If you watch Plant, all his fights, unless he's fighting a guy who's levels below his, he will be aggressive. But you fight a guy like Uskitage, for example, Fagin Boots, strong guys, basically. He's on the back foot. He's conserving that gas tank. And I am convinced this is a fight of two halves. If a fight goes past six rounds, this is when it gets interesting. This is when we find out if Plant is going to... Because he's going to have to step forward at some point. Because he's just going to have Canelo walking him down, get him up against the ropes, and at some point he's going to get clipped with something, and he's going to get broken down play by play, and I can see him getting stopped late. But
he can't run forever. He can't... This bloke can't run forever. He's going to have to engage... Sorry if my mic's loud.
Go on.
He's going to have to engage eventually, Steve, Matty, and Andy. He's going to have to actually come in and fight. And to be honest with you, I just think he's going to have to go eventually with Canelo. We've all seen it. And look what happened to Billy Joe. He was running for six rounds. We all watched that fight here. We all watched that. Billy Joe had to eventually engage with him. I personally think it's mental with Canelo. I think that Caleb Plant's got the right attitude for this fight. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I lose all the money I've put on it. But I just actually think that he needs to be a bit more mentally strong in this fight. And listen, he's just a man. He's flesh and bone. He ain't nothing special, is he, really? We're all flesh and bone. I think Caleb Plant should go out, center of the ring, like Fury did against Wilder. Bang, bang, bang. And if he loses, he loses. But it's better to go out and actually do something positive. Like, I don't want to big up people like McGregor, but I'm actually big McGregor. It's better to go out positive than go out. I'll put myself on mute now, but it's better to go out as a positive attack than a negative.
Oh, except for when you go for your HIV test.
Well, you never know.
Well, I'm HIV positive, so there you go. A
lot of positivity on the call tonight. That's what we like to hear.
I'm only joking, but
positivity in the super chats before we bring Rappy Rob Kelly and Jay Burke throwing in a quid there. Beep bop boop. As Threat said, off topic, do you ever see Saunders fighting again? Rappy Rob Kelly, do you ever see Saunders fighting again?
Beep bop bop boop boop.
Diabetes possible.
Scatman is a totally underrated song, Rob.
I think he'll definitely I agree, Matty. I think he'll definitely fight again. Yeah, I think he's selling Wolves tickets about the old retirement. I think he'll be back. And good old AIDS joke there for the intro. Real riot. I don't know. I missed
it. I've got my AIDS cap on.
Rob.
Sorry about that.
It's very few times I'm rendered speechless on the pod, to be honest with you, Steve, but we're off to a flyer. Okay.
Let's get you chatting with this one, Rob. Andrew Thicket. He says, who has a more legitimate chance of beating Canelo, Caleb Plant or Boo Boo himself, Demetrius Andrade?
Who's not getting that fight, man? He's a horrible fighter, man. He's a horrible fighter. Actually, I love fucking English-speaking Canelo. Love him. He's a real little villain, isn't he? Mexican or English-speaking Canelo. He's a real little fucking... a little dickhead, really, isn't he? Like, I know. I'm enjoying him speaking English, though. I think he's going to have some good moments for the show. Do you want to talk about the fight, though?
Come on, Rob. What you got?
I don't know, right? So I was maybe hyping Plant up a little bit last week. So I went back and had a look at him. I mysteriously thought he was a southpaw as well, which will tell you as much as I know about Caleb Plant. But no, I had a look at him. All seriousness, you know, he's a lovely fighter, lovely footwork. And I thought he had something that could trouble Canelo. But I think he probably could on another night maybe outbox Canelo. But the thing that's kind of a couple of things, factors that are going against him for me. A lot of his work, he does some good work off the jab, but he's not really like an authoritarian with the jab. Like a lot of his punches are short, little punches on the inside, little check hooks and that on the way in. And I don't know how that's going to work at mid-distance with Canelo, because he throws a lot of his good work at mid-distance. So you're going to have the better of the exchanges when it comes to firepower? Probably not. People say he can box and Canelo has trouble with boxers. Yes, that's true. Lara gave him fucking trout. You're going back years, like since you've seen someone kind of box rings around him. Amir Khan, I suppose. And Billy Joe's making him hit air at times. So, yeah, nobody likes fighting a really good boxer. But he's seen all those styles kind of before, hasn't he, Canelo? Like, and Plant hasn't fought anything like the opposition that Canelo's fought. Like, really looking down his record, it's pretty grim reading, apart from maybe Ustakagi and one other fight. He hasn't really got that much pop. And then you're going to have to factor fucking nearly what's the capacity of the stadium? Viva Mexico, you know what I mean? You're really going to go into the cauldron against probably the best fighter. Well, arguably whether he's the best fighter in the sport, but the top dog in the sport money-wise and, you know, a fucking great fighter at 168 and a massive, massive, massive stage that he'd never been on before. So Caleb Plant has to have box the perfect fight to beat Canelo. So I've seen him box the perfect fight against lesser opposition, but I don't know if he can do it against Canelo. But having said all that, I still give him a chance in the fight.
Dez is here, friend of the pod. Shout out to you, Dez. He says, out and about, but wanted to log my prediction. Canelo round 9. Both legs look great. Canelo is the boss, though, and it's about levels. Danny Young's here as well, another friend of the pod. He says, more chance of Steve getting another holiday than there is of Plant winning this fight. The guys alluded to this, Matty, earlier on about Canelo now. Are you liking this new version of Canelo, this personality? He's more outspoken now. He's more direct. He's cussing people out in English. He's angry. He's got a touch of roid rage going on. People want a payday. What do you think?
I think that in more ways than one, over the last 10 years, Canelo has been more and more embracing his inner Mayweather, and it's going further and further. Let's look at him more as the Mexican Mayweather than anything else, and I think Canelo is going to start to make more sense. He is the true De Niro de Vaca, Steve. And Thank you. So yeah, you gotta respect it, man. And much like Mayweather,
finally
he earned
got
it.
Someone who loved one of your jokes there, man.
He always likes my jokes in the chat. It's people like Pigeon who keep me going.
I was thinking he was more the Eric Cantona of the boxing world, but when you mentioned that, I nearly dropped my whiskey there. I'm just going to mute myself again.
Well,
sorry about
that. That's not a good thing at all. I don't want to be blamed for
the whiskey drinking.
Yeah.
What whiskey are you drinking, Pigeon?
I'm drinking, I'll put myself, it's a $2.99 Tesco whiskey. There you go.
That's
I look like a chav. And I sound like a chav, so I drink like a chav.
Why do you hate your liver so much, Pigeon?
If you've got the heat on your house,
well, you've only got one, haven't you?
What the fuck?
I've got some keto in a box.
He's got no heat now. He's got to pay for his pay-per-view, baby. Fucking hell.
He's staying up, Pigeon. He's staying up.
Yeah, I'm going to be staying up for 100%. I'm going to stay up for the fight.
Yeah, you're fuck staying up.
You're not going to be in any condition come
2.99 Tesco whiskey, you're
on your no, this is my radiator. That's my radiator. So basically, I don't pay electricity. That is my electricity.
He saves on his whiskey so he can buy cocaine to stay up for the fights.
I don't need cocaine. I'm too advanced for
if
that.
You're drinking that Tesco whiskey, if you're drinking that Tesco whiskey, mate, you'll be talking to Huey later on. You know Huey.
Well, I had a conversation with my boss on Wednesday. What was it? Wednesday night. I had a conversation with my boss. She said, "Why was you phoning me at 3 a.m? I thought I was going to get sacked. And I went in on Friday, kept a low profile, to be fair. So, yeah. Whiskey's not great.
What was the answer to that question? Because I was having a wank.
we're not all perverts like you. We're not all wanking off all day like you, mate. To be honest,
we're not. Relax, Pigeon. Clear your joke, man.
No, I have a wank about
Rob's
twice.
Married
a week,
now. He has to
twice
wank
a week. There's no other
option.
I'm
20. Forget about wanking asylum. Let's fucking talk
about.
Yeah,
let's talk about sweet hands. Rather than those type of hands.
Soft hands.
Santony's thrown in a super chat here. Rarely get to listen live. Keep up the good work, lads. Thanks very much, Santony, for that one. There was a question in here somewhere. I was going to ask one of you boys. Boran KK, one of our friends over on patreon.com/boxingasylum, says, I think this could be a dull fight if Plant doesn't take the center of the ring. Unanimous decision, Canelo. But if Plant brings it, Canelo mid to late stoppage. He had something else in as well here. Let's see if we can find it. Oh, well, turns out he didn't. What are you saying about that matter?
I was just saying, Rob, who the heck is this YT guy? I guess his name's probably White in the chat. It hates you. What is he like a famous North Irish rapper or something?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't respond to these guys because I'm getting accused of being too sensitive. But if he keeps it up, keep it up, you little fucking dickhead. No,
it's Johnny Adair. Johnny Adair, rap. Johnny Adair.
He's DM and Andy there.
Right, okay, so if anyone wants to join in, I've added the StreamYard link. Pigeon's on with us, so is Rob and Rob Kelly, Andy Patterson, Matty. We'll go for another 15 minutes or so, see what the crack is. So what about the price then? You've alluded to the pay-per-view there, one of you boys. Matty, we've got Showtime pay-per-view in the States, BT Sport pay-per-view in the UK and Ireland, £20. Don't see that doing great business, to be honest. Maybe a few thousand boys, but it'll
fuck
be a tough
sell
to the casual.
Fuck
4 o'clock in the morning, man. These casuals ain't going to stay up for that.
Fuck you guys, man. You think it's going to do shit over there at £20, which is like, what, like $25 American or something like that? We're paying $80 on Showtime, and it's going to do at least 500,000 buys. So, I mean, you know, considering the populations of the country, you know, like, if you guys do 125,000 buys on there, I mean, that's equivalent
to
buys.
No chance in hell's going to fucking do 125,000 buys. I wouldn't have thought.
Because, yeah, what are you guys? About a fifth of the population of the States, give or take? Yeah. A little less than that? No, a little more than that. A little more than that. So, yeah, you are like 150,000.
Yeah, Rob, what about Caleb Plant's strategy in the build-up then? I mean, his strategy has pretty much been to mock Canelo, rile him up a bit, call him a drugs cheat. Well, I mean, he is a drugs cheat, the whole camp's suspicious, but, you know. But the thing is, though, on Fight Night, right, is he going to make Canelo angry, make mistakes, make him angry, try and punish him? Is he going to get punished even more than necessary for all the shit he's been talking?
I don't know if you can really do that to Canelo, dude. Like, I think maybe Saunders got under his skin and made him angry. He definitely saw that in his post-fight celebration. So maybe... But then again, Canelo's been in big fights, man, for the last fucking 10 years. Like, massive, massive events. Some of the biggest fights in boxing. So, you know, he's been in there with Golovkin twice. Maybe Golovkin at the end, I think. But he's been in there with Golovkin twice. Floyd, you know, Billy Joe. Like, yeah, I don't think he's going to be that rattled. I think he's going to be quite composed and he's going to go about his work the way he would. The thing for me about Caleb Plant is, how does he stop the hooks to the body? So is he going to be like hitting the pockets? Is he going to be turning Canelo a lot? I think he is going to do that. Like, I think he's going to look to... I think Caleb Plant will actually get off to a flyer. I think he could be like... Maybe he might get a lead in the fight. But the outcome of the fight is going to depend on the second half of it, I think. I think what it's going to look like when Canelo comes down the stretch. He's been very fresh looking in a lot of recent fights. He hasn't gassed as much as he used to do. He used to show signs of... You know, he has that big back and all that lactic acid and all that. Like, and when he was at 154 and that, he used to slow down a little bit. Not that a lot of his fights got past the second half, like, but, you know, I think it definitely, I'd have to see the story of the fight playing out in the second half of the fight. And I lean it towards Canelo, but I think Plant will make a very good account of himself.
Colleen Kennedy says, Plant brings a lot more offensive firepower into a fight than Billy Joe Saunders. Just watch Canelo, he's going to lose the first four rounds and everyone will see what's coming. 117, 111, sweet hands. Forget about Colleen Kennedy. What about Joe Kennedy? Can you endorse that from your fellow Kennedy, Joe?
No, I'll have to distance myself from that Kennedy. Must be a Scottish Kennedy or something.
Fucking back and to the left on that one. That is a dead prediction from a Kennedy.
Any Kennedys in Scotland, they're all half Irish when they came across the water.
Good to hear from you, Joe. What's your projection for the night then?
I think I fancy Canelo probably 10 to 12, maybe a little bit earlier. I think I could see Plant getting off to a flyer, like Rob said, using his good footwork, fast hands and stuff like that. But I've had suspicions about Plant's gas tank for a while. And, you know, the True Axe fight in particular showed, I think he just kind of zones in and out of fights a little bit. And I think I could just see Canelo punishing him in those moments and just showing. I think Canelo's just the best fighter on the planet at the moment for me. So I think he's just going to show that in the end of the night and probably get him out of there. I'd say round 10. Body shot, that's what I'm thinking.
What sort of time is it going to be on for you, Joe? You should be able to watch it handy enough, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I think it should be around, I think Ringwalk could probably be around 11 or 12, maybe. Yeah, so it's not going to be too bad at offers. I'm cracking into my first beer now, so a fair play to the lads, showing a bit of stamina going through it tonight. Wish I could do that myself, but I've got a couple of friends coming over later on, which always helps as well.
Yeah, you got to remember, you got that Ray Vargas fight on there, so that's going to occupy at least 55 minutes of space.
That's what I'm going to say, mate. How long till the car starts for you over there?
2 hours, Andy.
2 hours. I just noticed Rancid Bartholomew's actually did a two-round knockout with his opponent, but I'm pretty convinced, like I said, the Darrell and Vargas fights are going to go 10 rounds, so it's just it's too
what are we?
Late,
what time? What's oh, are we not getting up? We're not getting up first? We're not doing the fucking... I'm thinking about setting the alarm for it now, I have to say.
Inferno twigs at dawn, baby.
Setting the alarm. Fuck that, pish man.
Damien Grace, I need a question here, Andy, you might wish to address. He said, evening chaps, how much heavier do you think Canelo will actually come in at compared to the weigh-in? Could that have any bearing on either fighter? Canelo, obviously, we've seen him up at light heavyweight against an inebriated version of Kovalev. What do you think about Canelo's weight situation?
On the fucking Tesco whiskey.
He's probably going to come in probably 178 plus minus 2-3 of that.
I think I saw an interview with Paulie Malignaggi where he said Canelo was a bit dry at the weight, which was strange enough for me, you know, to be honest with you. I thought he was able to make 68 pretty much in his sleep. He looked ripped from a couple of weeks out, but who the fuck knows what's going on, man, in the camp. I don't think
as dry as your side piece, Polly.
But sorry, Andy, fucking just before I fucking forget it, I forgot it. Go ahead.
I was just going to add to
God damn it, sorry, Rob.
I was just going to add to the point that obviously, you know, Kennelly got up to light heavyweight. Now, there was a rehydration clause in for that that fight with Kovalev. I'm sure it was like something like 180, 185, I think, on the night of the fight.
Doesn't IBF have 10 pounds?
Well, it's not an IBF fight, though, mate. It's not an IBS. Plus, it's unification. They waive that £10 clause for unification fights. Yeah, they do, mate. It's been a long time. If the IBF belt alone is on the line, it's a £10 rehydration. But because of unification, they waive it. But look, Canelo was like 173, I think it was. I mentioned it on Sunday, actually. So. Really, I don't expect them to kind of come in any higher than possibly 175. I think this is his optimal weight. Above this, as I mentioned last week as well, is you need to see him in with like some Beterbiev or guys of that ilk at 175. Guys are going to like real.
Can't see him ever fighting Beterbiev, Andy, to be honest.
Yeah, I know, but as I'm saying, people want to see him tested. That is the kind of route we need to see him go down.
Well. Speaking of wanting to see him getting tested, haven't they not had they said the plant, one of the journalists put it to plant that he hadn't insisted on the 12 weeks VADA. So what's going on there? Like, is 11 playing field for both looking great shape, let's put it that way. But why has plant not insisted on the 12 weeks VADA? Has he just took what he was given, kind of? In other words, like, you're not getting 12 weeks VADA or unless you sign, or what's going on? Like, seems a bit strange that he'd be calling out Canelo for his drug cheat past without insisting on him being fully VADA tested for 12 weeks. Like, it's a bit odd.
It's often the case. There was Nick Robb, they shout loudest about something that they're doing themselves. Not saying this is the case, but you hear that a lot, don't you?
Well, that did cross my mind. Like, but then again, just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean people aren't trying to kill me. You know what I mean?
Doesn't mean that YouTube commenters aren't out to get you.
The blackest man in boxing don't need no testing, Rob.
Do you think Plant's like lack of activity is going to hurt him tonight? It's one thing I was thinking of, that Canelo is so active for an elite fighter, you know, fighting four times a year. And these guys like stay in the shed for months, you know, not wanting to risk their big shot like by defending their title or whatever.
Is that PBC thing? Is it a PBC thing with him? Because those fighters don't ever seem that active. But his resume is like, he fights, I think he's been most active when he's fought twice a year in the last 5 years. Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like,
And active at what level as well, Joe? Whenever he has been active, it's against, like, I'm not, you know, the mandatories and voluntaries and stuff, but Fagan Boots, Caleb Truax, when he has gone the 12 rounds with Truax there, Joe, how much has he actually been tested?
Yeah, it's no preparation for a guy like Canelo at all. Like, Truax is not going to give you anything that Canelo is going to give you, you know. So yeah, it's just, you know, I think people are overlooking that side of it as well. Like, Plant can look great on the scales with his fucking flying squirrel wingspan and all that crap, but when he's in there and he's getting tested by a pressure fighter of elite caliber, you know, he's not like he can dig into the well for something that he had to do earlier in his career or whatever. It's gonna be the first time that he's gonna have to deal with all that kind of shit. So it'll just be interesting. I think he's going to get him out there. It's a nearly sure thing. For me, it's before six or after six is the question.
Early days for Joe. Andrew Thickett says, the more I'm listening, the more I'm starting to think Plant is going to get absolutely battered, sticking with round 11 for Canelo now, though. Tosh said, Steve, what's Matty's prediction? He promised us a complete breakdown. Is that a nervous breakdown, Matty, or what? Where's your breakdown?
I guess it's been kind of scattered through. Oh, my God, Ryan Dill always with the freaking super chats. What a good guy. Anyways, I throughout the show, I guess I've kind of given it. But to take it in full, look, the long and short of this is that Caleb Plant starts out quick and he fades. Canelo Alvarez typically starts out slow and he gets stronger as the rounds go by. Canelo has every punch in the book and he knows how to vary each hand. He can throw his right straight. He can loop it. He can uppercut it. He can hook his left. He can uppercut it. He has a good jab when he wants to use it. He goes up. He goes down. So it's not that Canelo will not be able to find a punch that does the damage at all. He isn't lacking in that category. This is going to really come down to the fact of of Caleb Plant having generally poor stamina and Canelo being strong in the later rounds, and the fact that Caleb Plant, when he evades punches from the right-hand side, tends to dip straight down. And he's not like Mayweather. It's not like with Floyd, you're like, they're, you know, someone's going to catch him with the uppercut. Well, Floyd was Floyd. All right, Caleb Plant is no Floyd. And either Canelo's going to get that right hand working to the body so often that that Plant isn't going to be expecting it, and he's going to catch him with that right hand, or he's going to try to evade that right hand and eventually move into an uppercut. If I bet on this fight, and there's three bets that I'm looking at, two that I've already played. You won't be able to get these options everywhere. I used FanDuel. I got plus 210, Steve, I know you might not understand that. So that means just a little bit more than 2-1 money on the fight. So I got plus 210 on Canelo Alvarez to get win by KO round 7 through 12. Then I wanted to hedge it with something, and Plant to win, that could happen, and that's good odds. But what I found was a plus 192, which is also almost 2-1 odds for the fight to go the distance. So that covers a draw. That covers Plant by decision, Canelo by decision. The only thing that's hanging out there is Plant by knockout or Canelo stopping him early, as far as my money goes at this point in time. Now, given all of that, I would not be surprised if, again, like in the Saunders fight, I would not be surprised if you see Caleb Plant with three rounds in his pocket, or maybe even up 4-2 at the midway point of the fight. If he's up enough, the odds on live betting for Canelo by KO are going to go substantially up in favor of the better. And if I see that get up close to 5-1 odds on that, I'm going to put another, I got 20 and 20 on those two bets. And I would put another probably, I don't know, 10 on it if it gets up to about 5-1 on Canelo by knockout late, because I really think that's going to happen. Plant just does not have the gas tank, whether worn out or walked into a single punch. He's not going 12 in my
opinion. Marks up, doesn't he, Matty, in the face as well, I think.
Oh, yeah, he cuts
before
easily.
And
he cut as well. Gets cut as well.
And he's already dealing with that shit from his shades too, and he's got a bit of that bruising. So he's coming into it with that already on the line. So barring a fucking headbutt cut or something like that, I feel pretty confident in my bets today.
Matty's confident. That's good. Stick the house on whatever Matty said. That's the advice we would all give you here. We're 45 minutes in. We'll keep going for the crack. Why not? Ryan Deal, friend of the pod indeed, has thrown in $5 New Zealand on the rail, so won't see it. I love an upset, but don't see Plant pulling it off. Hopefully he gives it a good go. He will indeed give it a good go, I think. A pigeon's thrown in another fiver. The Tesco whiskey's hitting him hard. Thanks for having me on. I wouldn't. Cheers, guys. I adore your content, Phil. Pigeon, good stuff.
Come on, Pigeon. Absolutely. Thanks for coming on, because
Phil with the HIV.
Well done. Well done, Pigeon. It wouldn't be the same, boys, without a title on the line. And there's a bit of a shit photo, but you get the idea. It's the Teo Huacan belt is on the line tonight, along with the usual belt. So in case anyone's wondering, the Teotihuacan belt.
Oh, here we go.
The most recent belt, Andy, is inspired by the city of Teotihuacan, which is located about 50 kilometers northeast of Mexico City. Built between the 1st and 7th centuries AD, it is characterized by large monuments, in particular the Temple of the Quetzalcoatl and Pyramids of the Sun and the Moon, established on geometric and symbolic principles. This is all from the WBC, by the way. Teotihuacan and its valleys display unique testimony to the pre-urban structures of ancient Mexico. So that's very relevant to the fight, Andy. What bearing do you think that'll have on the outcome?
Oh man, this should have been in the Belly of the Week nominations. I don't know if this belonged here.
Jesus Christ. I mean, pure testicles, isn't it? I don't know how much it costs for one of these belts and that, but clearly they've got to get their face over it and that. It would just be great to see Canelo just like fuck it off, like Inoue did that WBC diamond belt back when he fought Donaire and that. I don't want that shit. Just anything to just basically plaster them across this fight, but yeah, that is. He's big in his art things and that as well, isn't he? So I think it was Bennett was talking about that actually. So I'm not surprised he's got involved in this type of thing. Remember that belt he created for, was it Mayweather against McGregor? I think it was some sort of kind of green crocodile skin.
That's leather right, yeah.
belt with like emeralds through it and that. Weird as fuck.
They'll have an NFT belt on the line next, won't they? And all that.
I just wonder when they're going to do.
If we weren't one of them fucking titles anyway, the NFT
Bitcoin Rodney, I'll be putting it around their waist at the end of the fight.
I just wonder when they're going to come out with the dildo title, and the definition is going to be because you're all getting fucked.
Kendra Lust, she's a big UFC fan, by the way, so I'm surprised she kicks a boot with a kind of "Are you fucked?" belt.
Malik Scott in the background. Possible. Yeah.
Don't take my fucking idea, Malik. Don't fucking take it.
He's got a Patreon account, mate. Him and his missus. That's a whole lot of women. That
you mean OnlyFans?
OnlyFans, aye. What'd I say?
Yeah, Patreon. Patreon, I think, is for the clean content. And well, OnlyFans, where you go for buttholes.
Buttholes. Fucking, do you go there for buttholes?
I don't go there at all. I don't pay for pornographic content.
Pesh.
Unless he gets 5-1, unless he comes up on the 5-1, babe.
if I do that, I might consider it. You never know. But no, I don't pay for pornographic content in this fucking modern age.
So what is that about? Too much. Anyway, it's like boxing podcasts. They're all free. Don't be paying for them. Keep your super chats. Forget what I said.
Sorry to drag things back to the boxing, Joe, but what do you think about the officials on the night? Russell Mora as the referee, Patricia Morse, Jarman, Steve Weisfeld, Dave Moretti, pretty safe pair of hands as the judges. As I always say, they've all got a bad card in them at some point, so having experienced judges that we know, I suppose, is a plus. Russell Mora seems to be getting quite a few opportunities lately as well. Did a decent enough job in Fury World, I can't complain.
Did Russell Mora, was he the guy down in Texas who stopped that Japanese fighter? He was fighting, I think it was Soto a few months
Elwin
back.
Elwin Soto, yeah.
And he had no reason to stop him at all.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that pissed me off so much. It was the Japanese guy's first time on American TV, only on DAZN or whatever, but like, still, like, you know, the kid, I think he stopped him and he started shadow boxing behind him, like doing all these combinations and stuff to show he was all right. So I've no time for Russell Moore after that, to be honest. He's a cunt. But
be some crack if he stops the fight on the cut that opens up under Callum McCabe's hands. He's like, we have to stop this fight, cut us in a dangerous position. Fight's over.
It was caused by an incident at the weigh. So it's a score draw. technical draw. I'd like that.
Yeah, Moore has improved lately, I think, Joe, but you're right, he does have previous form. Obviously, the most egregious one was Abner Mares punching the bollocks off Agbeko about 10 years ago.
Yeah, like I'm not a massive fan of many of the referees or judges, to be honest. I was actually trying to look into doing it over here. I was training with a fella in Union, New Jersey, and he was saying that you can get into it by reffing and judging some small hall shows here, some amateur stuff and all. But I did my Achilles last October, and I've been out of the gym since then, so it kind of stunted my progress a little bit. But it's something I'd like to do because I do get so pissed off with the judges and the refs over here.
I remember Russell Mora doing a fight in Thailand. I think I'm frantically trying to find out the names of the fighter and that, but this guy was like basically on the brink of getting killed, and your man just saying continue, basically Steve Smoger, you know, Mark II, just continue, and then the poor cunt gets absolutely evaporated, just like iced. I've never seen him since, actually, to be honest with you. So yeah, it was pretty, to be honest, if anything like this happened in America, he'd have been fucking banned for the way he handled that fight.
Well, Joe, you better hope you never get a big fight because we fucking slaughter you on here the next day.
Nobody safe.
We have previous former friends of the pod who are quite high-profile judges, and anyone can get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know
who's really gone downhill in recent years as a judge? Don Trella.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Fucking seriously, dude. I don't know what happened.
That brown envelope he took for that Golovkin fight against Canelo was fucking horrendous.
You weren't supposed to say that, Andy.
Yeah, I know, but we've got to cut in the day, though, mate. Yeah.
Here, Joe, I was going to ask you about something, actually. I know I'm kind of hijacking you a bit, so feel free to tell me to fuck off. But a while back, you were saying one of your friends was chatting to Norman Stone or knew Norman Stone or something.
Yeah, he was living in Somerville in Boston, and he was working in a bar, a bit of a local joint, but it's a bit rough around the edges. But he said this fella used to come in pretty late at night sometimes, and he'd be real aggressive. He'd be like, give us a beer, you cocksucker, and, you know, just when they're kind of closing up, like... I mean, Connor's a big fella. He did then Muay Thai and stuff. You wouldn't want to mess with him or whatever, but he said this little fella was like spitting fire at him, like, you know. And we were over here. We met up for the first time in a few years because we'd just been separated. We used to be in school together. We hadn't seen each other in years. We were just talking, and I think we were watching something on YouTube, and he's like, hold on a second, it was Norman Stone. He's like, who is that's fucking, oh, that's the guy, you know, he's telling me the story. And he just said he was like mad aggressive and mad.
Find
like,
this fucking guy.
He would go up to women like, and he'd like try to chat them up or whatever, and they kind of turn you away, like, fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fucking lesbian.
Sam is fucking fight him, Johnny.
You gotta fight this motherfucker. The referee's a cocksucker.
I love, I love when he got sent out of the ring, he just goes to the ref. Jerk off. He's like, that's it, get the fuck out of here.
You got Larry Merchant in the background. Classy guy.
Shows him in the fucking dressing room watching the TV, absolutely freaking in the fucking dressing room. What a man.
So he's mellowed a bit since retirement then, Joe, basically.
Seems to be, yeah.
Ages he knew.
Must be in his 70s by now, would he be?
Yeah, he must be getting on.
He looks 70
that
back
angry
anyway.
All the time without ages.
He looks 70 that meeting is John Ruiz, man.
You see, he said to John Ruiz, you gotta hit him, Roy. I mean, you gotta hit Roy.
Fight this fucking guy. Fuck the referee. He's fucking sucks. Fuck the referee. Fucking fight him, Johnny.
Oh, I should have cut that, man. I should have cut that. Brilliant stuff. Thanks for that, Joe. Right, as we close out, then let's get everybody's predictions, manner of victory, final breakdown, summation, whichever way you want to call it. Matty, I know everyone's pretty much said it, but let's round it up nicely so we can take our L's tomorrow night and nominate ourselves for Bellew of the Week. Starting with you, Matty, Canelo versus Caleb Plant in a few hours. Who wins by what method?
I've got Canelo by stoppage.
What round? Come on.
Oh, God. I think it's going to be later. I think 11. I think Plant will stretch it. 11.
Plant's going to stretch you like Devin Alexander, Andy. Who you got by
yeah,
what
I'm
method?
Yeah, with Alexander, you slide. Yeah, I agree with Matty, mate. Late stoppage, I think Plant does enough early doors to make it competitive as such. There's a lot of movement. I think he'll catch Canelo with a few jabs. He'll step in with one-twos, step out to the side, check hooks and that. I can see Canelo maybe try to set a few counters possibly. I can see Plant doing the same, but Canelo needs to lead this fight. I think Plant will definitely do the back footwork off the ropes, but I think he has shown deficiencies in his defence that he will definitely get tagged, and I can definitely see Canelo just absolutely, when he gets a chance, just rip it. Once he gets within distance, he's just going to rip those power combinations, the hooks, the uppercuts, the right hands, and eventually I think he's going to wear the air out of Plant. I can see him getting stopped late. 10th, 11th round. As I say, I'm really interested to see what happens after 6, because this is when it's going to get heavy. Saying that, Plant's, made shutouts in the past, but this is a different level. It's a totally different level. The guys that I've seen him fight, when I've seen openings on Plant, I think Canelo will take advantage and he'll take it fucking brutally as well. So it'll be down to, I think, in the end, as to how much Plant's willing to take, but ultimately, Canelo by stoppage.
Canelo stoppage, Boran BKK in the chat says Canelo 8th round. Gary Taylor says Canelo 10. TCW76 says Canelo for first round KO. Tosh says, good show, Steve. Magic Guys, Canelo round 11. James Lord, going along my line of thinking, he says Plant going to prove the doubters wrong. Well, I don't think Plant will win, but I think he will give him a tough fight. Prediction for you, Rappin' Rob Kelly?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say, like most of the lads, you got to look at Canelo late. Maybe overlooking when I'm saying that Caleb Plant hasn't got big fight experience, his personal experience. So he definitely has some kind of resilience, and I think he'll bite down. Like he won't. I'd be very, very surprised if he jacks it at any stage. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, mentally or physically, I think he'll hang in there as long as he can. And I think he will have a wide lead at a certain stage in the fight. So depending on, depending on what way it goes after round 6, That's the way the fight's going to play out, but fucking bullet to the head, I'd have to say Canelo late.
Canelo late for Rob as well. Beat Bop Boop says Plant 6. Santini says Canelo 8. Boran BKK throwing something in as well. I know Danny Young said earlier Canelo round 7. Just before bringing Joe, I'm going for Canelo on points, but I think that Plant's going to give him a good fight. And not even just, I think he'll give him a good fight early and win rounds off him. Well, whether he wins rounds in the eyes of the judges is another thing. But I think if he can hang in there late on, I don't see Plant winning, but I do think he's going to push him pretty close. I can see an 8-4, maybe a 7-5 in Canelo's favour is a bit too tight for it, but I think Plant's going to give him a better fight than people think, and I'm going to go for Canelo on points. But yeah, I think it's going to be tighter than a lot of people reckon on. Joe, you probably not agreeing with me. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think Canelo KO 10. I think that Plant will probably have some success early. And I kind of think that when we see the scorecards, it'll be like a case of, well, Canelo was way up and we thought that, you know, Plant would have been closer. It would have been a cry of, oh, he's going to get robbed anyway, all that kind of shit. But I think it'll be decisive and I think it'll be to the body, KO 10.
I don't know why. Something tells me that Plant's chin's going to hold up well. I've got nothing to base this on, but I think he's going to take a few flush shots and stand there, not and trade with Canelo for too long, because that's going to be detrimental to his health and to his prospects in the fight. But I think he's going to be tough enough and show a good enough chin to last. But I mean, you never know. You know what my predictions are like. They never hold up too well. Thanks to everybody who's been on with us tonight. You can come on tomorrow night. Let us know what you thought, if you got it right or wrong. Joe Kennedy's been here. Good to hear from Joe as always. Rapping Rob Kelly, Andy Patterson, Pigeon was on with us earlier. Matty D. Gelinardo. Shout out as we hit the hour mark to the super chatters as well. Pigeon threw in 3 super chats over the course of the evening. Thank you to you. Beatbot Boot threw in 2 as well. Jay Burks, Santony, Ryan Deal. If I've missed you out, then do apologise. I'll rectify that tomorrow night. As always, anybody who throws in a super chat, email nuthousepodcast@gmail.com for a season of Punches from the Past. I will send that back to you in return. I haven't mentioned anything about the undercard. One thing I will quickly say about the undercard before we go off to bed or to watch the fight or whatever is, it looks poor on paper, but I think a couple of the fights might actually be decent scraps. I don't think it's uncompetitive. These aren't major fighters that we're watching, and it's not major championship fights. Durrell's been put there for one reason, in case somebody fell out of the main event, mainly Caleb Plant. He could have jumped in at short notice. That's why Durrell's there. But the rest of the fights, even though I think they're well matched and there's going to be some reasonably exciting, engaging, competitive fights, even though they're not the best names. Anyway, I've been Steve Wellings. Catch you all for 448 tomorrow evening, Sunday evening. Thank you for listening. We love you all. Unless you're a wanker. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.